Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
How is this happening?
It's the gullibility of the American electorate and participation by the mainstream media that is, you know, still left-leaning and an apologist for the Biden era.
And look, I'm so torn here. We do this every day. No. We've watched Trump has worked so hard to fix this mess. So hard that I've done segments saying, like, his staff needs to tell him he's got to take a day off a week. I'm afraid he's going to drop dead. Like, just from the sheer exertion, you can see him, you know, particularly late in the day, you know, he was doing some of those work straight through the night, international plane trips. I mean, it's been bad. And what Trump is doing is this. The Republicans passed the largest ever budget busting, largest ever spending bill ever.
Sadly, yeah.
It was horrific. I'll get into that in a minute. But, you know, what's Trump going to do? Go to war? He wouldn't have gotten the rest of his agenda. He needed the expensing of factories. He needed the new tax system to get the investment in America, that you're going to see a heck of a boom in year two and year three. You're gonna. I know that because I remember the last Trump administration. And the first year was meh. It was good, you know, but it wasn't, you know. And he put all these policies in place. That's why the first year was meh. And then you hit year two, year three, like, wow, these are some great economic stats. I mean, we were looking at like 4% growth already, which is incredible. And it got slowed down a little bit by the shutdown. That's why I think Democrats kept it shut down so long to hurt the economy. You can get a glimpse into economic growth-wise what could happen and what probably will happen next year. All the signs are there for it. So you got the good side of it, right? That's the really good side. The really bad side is the mistake you just heard him make there. And I cringed and I went, no. He's saying, I'm going to bring prices down. You're not. You can't. We don't want that. That's stagflation. That's deflation. That's a disaster. That's his voters don't have jobs. Who let him go out there and say he's going to bring prices down? Look, the only way you can bring prices down is with a very large recession. And probably economic, partial economic collapse. That's you can't, no. You have to explain this to people. You got to give me a year to a year and a half. We're getting there. Here's how we're getting there. Do not tell people you're going to bring prices down. The Democrats were pumping their fist in the air yesterday. Here's Taylor Riggs of Fox Business explaining this instead of me.
Here's the issue. If you want prices to come down, that's deflation. That typically happens when we're in a big economic recession. So I'm not sure we want prices to come down.
No.
That means demand has collapsed.
Yes.
And we're in a recession.
Yes.
So you want the rate of the price increases to absolutely slow to, let's say, on average, below 2%. But if prices are falling, that means that there's something more worrisome going on in the economy. Jamie Dimon, I would say, I think is spot on about the labor market showing signs of a little bit of a cooling off. We'll hear from the Fed more about how they plan to stimulate the economy.
Okay. You telling people prices are coming down. You know who you sound like? You sound like the Democrats. Remember when they were gaslighting about prices? And he was saying, we got inflation under control. No. People don't feel that. Okay, here's where we are. 29% price increases in just 4 years. It's like Zimbabwe meets Argentina under the Democrats, okay? And the only way to fix that, Lee, is to slow the price increases to a historically normal rate. Trump has. All the time I've been doing this, inflation reports come out and they're so boring, no one mentions them until Biden. And inflation is always somewhere between 2 and 3%. You want it on the lower end of like 2.2, 2.3, which, by the way, is exactly what Donald Trump left Joe Biden. Exactly. Right on the nose at 2.3. If you want to go to the, depending on whether you want to start in January or February, whatever, you could say 2.6. If you want to, you know, you want to go the worst case scenario, okay, 2.6. Historically normal, unremarkable. He's got it back in that range. Tell them that. I know it's the wonky stuff you don't want to say because you don't want to say prices are, I'm gonna get prices down. You will fail. You want to fail. Believe me, you don't want deflation and we're not gonna have it. Why did he say this? Yeah. This is how he got to say. The problem is he said he was gonna build a golden age on the campaign trail. And this, look, you wanna know why we just lost to Miami? Because Trump won on a raft of something we've never seen before. Desperate young people. 9.5% unemployment rate. You're blue collar. Good luck. You're white collar. Good luck. You're in STEM. Oh, good luck. Nobody wants to hire you when they find out you're in America. It doesn't matter what your resume is.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Jazz. You won't work for 7 years like a slave to get the immigration benefit. What is that? Well, if I work for this corporation like a slave for 7 years, I do two people's jobs, do a job and a half, I get to bring my entire family here on a chain migration visa, and I get a guaranteed pathway to citizenship. I'm sorry, they're going to work for 50% less. You gotta fix that. You been at Walmart? Have you noticed everyone who works there now is Indian? Do you know who they are? Yeah, people don't know this. You go to a grocery store. I own the same grocery store. It doesn't matter which of the three lines I check out in Indian. Why are they Indian? Because they're on H visas. This is a guy who came over on the HB1. He's hit the 7-year jackpot that should never be tied to a company. And now guess what? Grandma came over chain migration. She working at the Walmart on an H visa. Grandpa, he's working on at the Walmart. It's the wives and the grandparents are all working at the Walmart. Why? They all won the visa lottery. He worked for 50% less. Less, by the way, than he can make in India. As an engineer, as a STEM guy, doing low-level STEM stuff. A lot of computer stuff, basically. And then he hit year 7 jackpot after his indentured servitude. Well, now he ain't working for them anymore. He's not working 50% less anymore. Grandma's well on her way to getting on to Medicare. She's getting citizenship. Grandpa's getting citizenship. The kids getting citizenship. Yeah, and guess what? Grandpa and grandma, when they get their green card because you hit the 7-year jackpot, guess what they do? They each get to bring 2 to 3, too. And they all get H visas. What does that do? Depress the wages. We have got to stop it. You want to bring people's wages up? Get grandma and grandpa and send them back to India. Stop it. And he's not willing to do that. He's not. And the biggest problem that Trump has right now is he looked the group of constituency in the face that it supported him with the most fervor. 60% at the beginning of his term, after he was sworn in, and that's people under 30. And he said, Indians are smarter. I have the clip. We have to bring them here. He said it. And they lost all hope. And then he doubled down on it a week later. Oh, we got to have H-1B. Fantastic. Well, now, Zohran Mamdani is at 60% approval with Gen Z. Same voters. A lot of them voted for Trump, Lee. You want to know how you lose Miami? That's how you lose Miami. You say stupid stuff like that. So it's frustrating to watch the man work himself to death, then literally walk out the door and shoot himself in the foot. I don't know how you come back from that other than they've got to see real, clear, concrete results. And here's the thing. Trump just did something we've never seen before. He put a $100,000 application fee on those H-1B visas per person. But unfortunately, as I'm learning, we opened the back door to take the Indians in. The replacement Indians that we do not need. We have 12 million unemployed STEM workers in this country. They're white collar. They're Gen Z. These are the lower level jobs where Americans are actually, study after study after study, more qualified, more accomplished, better trained. They're not trained in degree mills. And he just opened up a whole new category of student visas. And so now they're shoving them through the master's mills to get them into these jobs. So nothing's changed. And then you're going to bring grandma and you're going to bring grandpa and you're going to bring your cousins and friends and everybody else. And they're all going to work at Walmart, busting down those wages. But you know, good. Enjoy your donation from the tech companies. Ain't going to get you far. Not if you're telling people you're bringing down prices, because you're not. But he's at least getting that there's a problem and he's getting on the campaign trail. Lee, if the people who brought us 9% inflation, 9% inflation, win on affordability less than 4 years later in these midterms, I can accept something else. But that?
No.
I'm just going to stick my head in an oven, like Senator Kennedy. It'll make sense.
There's an image when
we
go this morning,
to the next segment. But yeah, no, this is all self-inflicted. He gutted the hopes of his biggest group of supporters. By the way, Lee, we in my lifetime, Republicans don't win under 30s. He won them running away, and then the support grew. If your position is no, you're stupid, I'm giving your jobs to Indians, literally what he said a few weeks ago, it's going to take a lot to come back from that. That's how you lose Miami. And I was just listening to a talk radio host down there, and the media's trying to spin it like, oh, Hispanic voters are fleeing Trump, they don't like his immigration policies. He's like, no, they love his immigration policies. It's young Hispanics losing hope. They went to college. They want jobs. They went to technical school. They want jobs. And he just said, I'm giving your jobs to Indians. You're not smart. You gotta be smarter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.